As the years passed, I learned to think of you as an integral part of life. Because of your sensory intensity, your realism, or precisely, your lack of realism, you deserve to be introduced into my autobiography just as much as events that were actually lived through. Life begins and ends in the unconscious. The actions we carry out while fully lucid are only little islands in an archipelago. No existence can be completely rendered in its happiness or its madness without taking into account oneiric experiences. You are a form of life. It is just as strange to think, like the Egyptians, that you are a cosmic channel through which the souls of the ancestors pass in order to communicate with us, as to claim, as some of the neurosciences do, that you are a cut and paste of elements experienced by the brain during waking life, elements that return while our eyes move beneath our eyelids, as if they were watching. Close and sleeping, eyes continue to see. Therefore, it is more appropriate to say that the human psyche never stops creating and dealing with reality. For example, I live with my family, or I am visiting my grandmother's house, or maybe I am on vacation, or all of these options at once, which keep changing. There are three small furry dogs running around. Privacy in a room. I am naked and I start moving furniture around. A sofa, mattresses, pillows. There is a knock on the door. My grandmother wants to watch TV while she waits for the guests. I let her in because I like the idea of watching TV with my grandmother. But finally, I go to the courtyard, where the three little dogs are. Two of them kind of jump on me, but one of them, white and hairy, starts to mate with my leg. He gets a little annoying, so I kick him to get him off me. Suddenly, the third puppy, which is grey and super cute, appears in the picture again, and it looks like he is getting softer and softer, and I can feel how he smells. It is like shampoo, like the hair of a new doll. The transformation continues until he becomes a kind of koala and comes and hugs me. After that, the transition is confusing. We are playing a video game. I don't know which one or how it is supposed to be played. This little koala dog talks to me. He says something like, "I need to have some tea to keep playing." And I answer, "It's coming." answer, "Wait, is chamomile tea okay?"
Each one.
Tu sais être un mécanisme de haute précision. Tes solutions sont déchiffrables dans plusieurs registres, à condition de travailler en déplaçant constamment l'angle de vision habituel. Jeu de mots brillants, images connectées. L'une à l'autre, comme un pont tressé par-dessus le trauma. Une ellipse, je t'oublie. Ce souvenir récupéré dit exactement ce que, de manière constante, je rejette au quotidien.
For example, I once traveled back in time to prevent my parents from meeting at a Californian party. I gave my mother tongue kisses, like that exotic species of flies that layer their eggs in people's ears. I wanted to nest in her brain, so she would stop being just my mother to become a celebrated lesbian poet with fever-colored eyes, convulsive beauty, and a fragility disguised with eccentric stagings, who would declaim elegies to her unborn daughter before an audience of lizards, who would abandon their skin in the bath and would fill her bath tube with cheap wine and compliments and laudatory phrases, and dead poodles embalmed with black olives and reheated food in little plastic saucers. And I didn't like the whole time traveling thing in economy class.
Tu ne sauvegardes rien, et pourtant tu ne me forces jamais. Je ne peux pas t'entendre, et surtout, je peux te figer. Se rappeler de toi, c'est consentir à être en présence de ce qui me questionne.
Experiment. We could change again completely all our projects for the future and group the whole around. For example, someone whistling in the dark. Sleep is an uncompromising interruption of the theft of time from us by capitalism. Most of the seemingly irreducible necessities of human life. Hunger, thirst, sexual desire, and recently the need for friendship have been remade into commodified or financialized forms. Sleep poses the idea of a human need, an interval of time, that cannot be colonized, and harnessed to a massive engine of profitability, and thus remains an incongruous anomaly and set of crises in the global present. In spite of all the scientific research in this area, it frustrates and confounds any strategies to exploit or reshape it. The stunning, inconceivable reality is that nothing of value can be extracted from it. It should be no surprise that there's an erosion of sleep now everywhere, given the immensity of what is at stake economically.
For example, I make rolls with 2 20 and 5 euro bills, then I eat them. They are crunchy, like chips or cubanito. I think I could have bought a lot more food with that money, right?
Tu constitues un des premiers récits personnels, de ceux dont on a une trace écrite. Tu précèdes le roman qui, à l'inverse, lie le réel et l'intériorité. Cependant, en te déplaçant toujours dans la nuit de la raison, tu es lié au territoire de la confession, du présage, et tu es investi d'une dimension chargée de pouvoir occulte. Tu offres aux marchands de pouvoir, de croyance, une surface illimitée à exploiter. Je peux peut-être manipuler les fantômes, mais je ne peux pas agir sur toi. N'y a-t-il rien d'autre à faire que d'avouer ? Retour vers le futur. Une fois,
I can breathe, but I don't have a nose. My hands change. My hands are lengthening, curling up. Pure silence, pure noise. The taste of the wind is sweet. Is this what I think it is? Digestion, information. Information, digestion. I cannot think anymore. It is a dialogue with myself, maybe beyond, maybe beyond. How do I communicate with you? How can you listen to me? Thank you.